Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, The Snail Box. The Snail Box, you've heard us talk about it before on this podcast, is a one-of-a-kind pub and restaurant nestled in the heart of Ashburn in County Meath. Now, it's known for its mouth-watering food, warm, family-friendly atmosphere, and breathtaking panoramic views of counties Meath, Dublin, and Louth. The Snail Box is more than just a dining spot, it's an experience. Now, the Snail Box is at Kilmoon Cross, just north of Ashburn on the N2. It's just 20 minutes from the M50. And at this moment, if you've ever been in the Snail Box, you will know you can't miss the massive collection of baseball caps on the roof of the Snail Box. And what they are trying to do is break a world record for the largest baseball cap collection in the world. Now, I'm amazed with the amount that they have already, that they haven't already broken that record, but they haven't, and they're aiming to do so. And you can help. If you're anywhere in the world and you see a baseball cap, buy it. The more unique, the better. The more different, the better. Bring it up to the Snail Box. Philip and Stephen and Paddy and all the staff in the Snail Box will give you one of their caps in return. So you're not without a baseball cap. And they add it to their collection. So please do help. And when they do break the world record, you'll be able to say, I helped them to do that. The Snail Box on the N2 at Kilmoon Cross in County Meath. When you pop in, let them know Adrian and Jeremy from Opinions Matter told you to pop in. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Here's a message that we got last night, and it says, I want to start by saying that I never listened to your podcast before yesterday. Your topic about drug dealers in Dublin 15 was sent to me, and I was horrified by what I heard. You both owe the people of Blanchardstown, Sheepmoor, Mulhuddart, especially, an apology for branding our communities as drug dealing hellholes. How are you both sniggering like this when people like myself have grown up there? Both my daughters went to UCD. Nobody on my road deals drugs. How bloody dare you? Dublin 15 is one of the nicest places to live, and you have tried to destroy the name. 30 years living here and never saw one drug deal. Apologise on your next show. Yeah, no.
Now, unfortunately, this message came in at about 11 o'clock this morning, so I didn't get a chance. I don't know if you did. I didn't get a chance to listen back to yesterday's podcast because we do so many podcasts. I don't remember half the stuff I say on half the podcast, so I don't know. I have a vague recollection of some of the stuff I said on yesterday's podcast, but if you guys listening can remember better than I can, but I don't remember saying half the... I think she's being a bit precious. A bit precious about the area, okay? First of all, we never called it a kip, did we?
No.
And in fact, the person that rang in about the Adrian going up to Sheepmoor, Adrian never brought up Sheepmoor as a place or never mentioned drugs. It was someone from Dublin 15. This topic yesterday was about a drug dealer, and which we've since found out is not just a drug dealer, it's a drug dealing family, which is bizarre. How can you be a drug dealing family?
Yeah, and the drugs dealt from the house.
Yeah. So this is a drug dealing family in Blanchardstown. We didn't put them there. We didn't put the drugs dealing family in Blanchardstown.
So the question we're asking really is,
Does it deserve the reputation?
Exactly. Okay. So the Dublin 15 area has a fairly bad reputation. It was featured widely in programs like Inside the K, which covers that area. It looks as certainly that show would portray parts of Dublin 15 as the roughest kips in the world. Horrible place.
Now, one of the things Lydia is saying, and this is always a red flag for me, and Lydia, I'm sure you're a lovely person, and there are lots of lovely people in Dublin 15. There are lots of scumbags as well. But she says, how dare both of you snigger at this when people like myself have grown up there? Both my daughters went to UCD. Like, why do you have to say that? So, isn't it? Why do you have to say that?
Because the implication is that they're uneducated fools who don't go to university or anything like that.
But these people that go, but my kids went to university. What are you trying to prove? Why are you trying to overcompensate? I just don't get that whole shite about, my kids went to... Nobody is saying, like, Jesus Christ, we're not that stupid. Nobody is saying that people from Dublin 15 did not end up in college. Of course it did. That'd be stupid to suggest. So nobody is saying that, Lydia. So get the chip. I mean, this woman has so many chips on her shoulders, she could open a Borza. She really could.
Nobody likes the areas that they live in to be run down. Nobody does.
Wouldn't bother me in the slightest if you ran down my area. Wouldn't bother me.
Oh, yes, it would.
No, wouldn't bother me.
You live is a concrete jungle, Kip.
If it was true, are we just going to sit here and slag off each other's areas?
But this woman doesn't believe it's true to run down Dublin 15, Mulhuddard, Blanchardstown, Sheepmore, all of the housing estates around the area.
We didn't slag them down. All we said is that drug dealing is prevalent in Dublin 15, okay? And my question to her, in fact, the one thing I did do earlier on, probably why she won't talk to us, I sent Lydia the link to watch back Inside the K. Because if you needed any evidence... as to what Dublin 15 is like. I have to be honest with you, and I said this before we started the podcast, if you offered me a house there tomorrow, I wouldn't take one. We're going to hear from someone who did live in Dublin 15 in the second Kevin, and he's going to back all this up. So if you're from Blanchardstown, if you're from Dublin 15, if you're from Sheepmore especially, you have to get your head out of the sand. I'm sure you're a lovely person.
What are you saying? The place you live in is a kip? Is that what you're saying?
It's a high crime area.
Get your head out of your arse. And
I'm sure you're a lovely person. I'm sure your neighbours are lovely people. And there's good and bad everywhere. I hate that expression. There's good and bad everywhere. But in some places, there's more bad than good. And I just hate this denial that people live in, that they don't think there's trouble going on. She's never seen a drug deal. She's living in Blanchardstown all her life. She's never seen a drug deal. That's bollocks. Pardon my French.
What do you mean it's bollocks?
That she's never seen a drug deal.
No. 0858252626 is our number. The message Jeremy mentioned a moment ago from Kevin is right here.
Well, yeah, no, Blanchardstown, absolute shithole, lads. Like, I grew up in Mulhuddard, and I remember being a kid, like, I used to be hopped on my way home from school. Like, this would happen maybe two or three times a fucking week with the little shits that do be living out there. I'd see stolen cars, people running from the guards, just drug deals fucking all over my old estate. So I don't know what that other idiot's talking about. And I remember back in the 90s that we had a real massive snow. There was a massive, there was about, I'd say about 30 people outside my house rolling massive snowballs, getting bounced off the windows, off the doors. Guards were called, did not turn up at all. They came maybe, I think, an hour after the crowd had dispersed. And I'm like, what happened? My man ended up just telling them to fuck off. So no, I think that place is an absolute dump. Best thing I ever did getting out of there.
Amy, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amy?
Hey, Adrian.
Now, Amy, you heard that message that I played a moment ago from Kevin. The place is an absolute dump.
I don't necessarily agree. Obviously, there's some parts that are bad, and I kind of believe there's good and bad everywhere. I grew up in Blanche, and obviously I'm aware that of certain parts of the area where you'd go if you wanted to get drugs, but I mean, not everyone up there is like that. There is definitely good people up there.
No, obviously there are good people, and nobody can say that there are no good people, but would you want to invite a family friend from abroad back to Ireland to live in the area? Maybe not.
Maybe not certain parts. Other parts, yeah, maybe.
Okay, so where do you think are the worst parts of Dublin 15?
Obviously, what would have been originally like council estates would be the worst, but there's also some parts that are quieter, but I suppose you never really know who you're living next door to, do you?
No, not really. You don't. Lady Lydia, who's the lady who contacted us, hates Dublin 15 being run down. She believes that it is much nicer than people seem to think it is. Do you agree with that, do you?
I wouldn't necessarily say much nicer, but I would agree that it's a bit bad to tarnish the whole Dublin 15 the same.
Okay, but stay with me for...
It's the same way when we talk about, Finglas and Ballymun. I live in Finglas now, and where I live is absolutely grand. It's not as bad as what it sounds.
Okay, stay with me for a second if you can, please, Amy. This is Jonathan.
Well, Adrian and Jeremy, how are you getting on today? I listened to yesterday's podcast. I sent you a message. But no, the woman is right, Jeremy. What happens there is you get ahead of yourself. You start slating everyone with the same brush. You start tarting everyone with the same brush and taking things out of context. But when it's pointed out to you, then I don't remember. I forget. I say lots of things. Yeah, you have no consistency in what you say. That's the problem, Jeremy. You have no consistency. It's all jumbled up in your head. Whatever comes out of your mouth on the day, that's your stance on the day. You have no principles, man. That's the simple truth. No principles. She's right to be offended. You're allowed to be offended when you think people are saying offensive things. If she's offended by you, Jeremy, that's on you.
All right, Jonathan, thanks very much indeed.
First of all, I didn't say I didn't remember anything I said yesterday. I said I don't remember every single word I said yesterday. I don't write down scripts of everything I said, Jonathan. And all we said is that drug dealing is rampant in Dublin 15, and that's a statement. That's a statement of fact, okay? And Lydia's after getting a bee in her bonnet because she doesn't like her area being run down, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is, again, you must be listening to a different show, Jonathan. Nobody ever on this podcast, neither me, Adrian, or the callers, have said every single person in Dublin 15 is a drug dealing scumbag. Far from it.
No, we didn't. Nobody said that.
Nobody said that.
Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Sorry, gentlemen.
Now, Dave, you used to live in the area. I know you don't now. You live down the country. Why did you move down the country?
Because it's a shithole, and it's been a shithole for a long time. And I've kept in touch with people who still live there, and it's become even more of a shithole since we moved out. It's an awful area. My old house estate was on the first episode of Inside the Cake. I mean, does that not say it all? And there is rampant drug dealing there. There was rampant drug dealing there years ago. Like, we used to go, when we were younger, we used to go and watch all the junkies strung out in the grass on the park and the Saturday or Sunday morning. So, no, not everybody who lives there obviously is a drug dealing scumbag, but like, trying to make out that, oh, but the area I live in is quite nice. No, it's not. Dublin 15 is a shithole. That's why we moved out.
Okay, so what Lydia said in her message is she's never seen a drug deal. Her daughters went to UCD. How dare you snigger at the area, branding our communities as drug dealing hellholes. As somebody who used to live there, Dave, you're saying that it is a drug dealing hellhole.
Okay, I wouldn't go as far as to say it's a drug dealing hellhole. That's probably a little OTT. And fair play to her that her daughters went to UCD, and there are fine people living in those areas. We should want to take the blinkers off a small bit. I mean, like, parts of it are like some of the most crime ridden parts of Dublin. You know, like, the statistics speak for themselves. There was rampant drug dealing when I was younger, and I guarantee it's only gotten worse. So, yes, there are fine people living in those areas. I'm not going to argue that fact. But when you live in a shit area and then you try to make out that everything is lovely and when we drink tea, we stick our pinkies in the air, you want to take the blinkers off a small bit. You know, and there's criminals everywhere. Criminals in Blanchardstown wear, you know, Canada Goose jackets and track suits, and the criminals in the more affluent areas wear suits. You know, we're not going to say that the affluent areas are a void of their crime, but there's a lot of drug problems in those areas. They're very run down. The place I grew up in was an absolute kip of a place. Best thing my parents ever did was move out. And I know other people from similar areas and closer areas, and they moved down the country. And every single last one of them says the same thing. If you gave me a house in Dublin, I wouldn't fucking move back in the morning. So what does that say?
It says an awful lot. But can you not understand why this lady, Lydia, would be so upset with the attitude and the opinion that people have of the area that she lives in?
Not really. I mean, instead of getting upset at Jeremy, she should be getting upset at the state or at the guards for the lack of resources in the area and the lack of any competent measures they're taking to tackle crime and drug dealing in the area. I'd be more pissed off at them rather than some lad on the podcast. Like, look, it's not nice to have somebody run down the area you live in, but you have to be realistic about these things. I mean, if somebody said, hey, the village you live in is full of sheep shag and inbreds, I'd probably say, you're partly right. You know, so I don't understand why people who live in not nice places try to make out that the places they live in are like fucking leafy suburbs when they're far from it.
Okay, because people don't like their area being run down, and that's understandable, is it not?
But why? Like,
yeah, because they won't do anything to improve it. They won't report on drug dealers in their area. They close their eyes.
According to Lydia, she's never seen a drug deal in her life.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you can live in Dublin 15 for...
Really? She lives in Dublin 15, yeah, and she's never seen a junkie? Come on. Let's be realistic here, lads.
That's what she said.
Lads, I live in rural Ireland, and I see drug addicts and drug dealers. So that's a bit ridiculous now. She's never seen one in her life. Is she does she have agoraphobia? Does she never leave her house? Because that's the only way I can imagine that she's never seen one before. You know, either that or she's incredibly naive. One or the other.
Okay, so you think she's being very precious by being offended by people running down Dublin 15 and saying it's a tip.
Look, fair play to her for having a bit of pride in her area, right? But instead of getting a night at Jeremy, maybe actually, you know, like, focus your anger on the people it's supposed to, you know, like the state for, you know, not giving the guards enough resources to tackle crime, you know? Or, like, I can understand you not reporting on a drug dealer because you report on a drug dealer finds out you report on him, they're going to burn your house down and the guards aren't going to be there to help you 24/7. So I wouldn't necessarily hold that against someone too much. But at the same time, direct your anger at the proper sources, the proper people, you know, not just some lad on a podcast who has a penchant for annoying the shit out of people.
Okay, stay there for a second, Dave. Let me go to Joanne. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Joanne?
Hey, okay. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, Joanne, you believe that the Dublin 15 area is getting worse for a particular reason. What is that reason?
No, I don't think it's getting worse. I don't like it. I mean, This thing is going on years, you know, and to call people junkies, that's not nice because these people are coming from good families, you know what I mean, involved in addiction. Now, the areas, Dublin is, Ireland is a lovely place, and people to put it down saying it's a shithole and all that, that's not a shithole. Some of the people make it a shithole, but it's not a shithole, do you know what I mean? And I mean, there's plenty that are in this addiction that need help, and there's, you know, they need to be taught and talked to because you just can't turn away from your child, you know what I mean? But I don't think the areas are dumps, do you know what I mean?
Okay, so is that where you live?
No, I really don't be out much, but as I do, I don't see people around, I don't see this type of thing, and as I say, people fall into addiction. This is going on years, you know. So the people don't see it or notice it because they don't see it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Again, so you don't go out much, so therefore you don't see what's going on.
If I do see people and they have an addiction, like some of them look very frail and everything. Do you know what I mean? That's years of it. Like, I do see people around, and I don't think it's very nice for people to be calling them junkies, because most of these people are the nicest, caring individuals going. Do you know what I mean?
Hang on, junkies aren't nice, caring people.
I know some.
I'm sorry, Joanne, junkies are not nice, caring people. The only people, drug addiction is a very selfish thing. The only person a junkie cares about is themselves. And I'm sure David agree. The only
person you're calling them a junkie.
Well, yes,
as well.
They are junkies. They are junkies.
They're not junkies.
Well, they are junkies.
No, they're not really junkies. That's a horrible name.
No, it's not.
They are respectful families they're coming from. Do you know what I mean?
Why don't they show?
Like, I'm not saying some of them. What do they do that's terribly wrong? They might go into the shop and steal a bit of stuff. They have to do that for their addiction.
That's fair enough. Robin,
people should be supporting them all.
I agree. Junkies should be allowed to go into shops and just rob to feed their heroin habit. I agree with that.
They can't help it.
No, I know.
It's an addiction they have. It's like someone drinking smoking. Do you know what I mean? I know you can't rob your smoke.
I know. But as well, Joanne, when they throw their dirty needles over playgrounds and in the backs of buses and stuff, that's grand as well.
No, that's not grand.
Oh, it's not.
No, I actually had an incident where I lived in this place over the north side, and my daughter, I allowed her this day to walk home from school, and I stood at, you know, it's only around the corner, and this fellow was sitting over and he threw a needle over, and she brought her home. She actually picked her up and brought and showed me. And I said, oh my God, I said, and I went down to the guards. They know nothing about her, and I made sure I never let her walk home again.
Hang on, she was only a child. What age was she when she picked up the used syringe?
She was about 10 or 11. I let her just walk around the corner, and I was coming out to watch her, and then that happened.
Well, how can you tell that story on one... That's disgusting, by the way. How can you tell that story on one hand, and then on the other...
That was a good few years ago now. It was a good. I don't see needles around now. A few years ago now, there was loads of stories about that. Maybe it is still going on.
But hang on. You just said, I'm confused, Joanne. You said on one hand that they're not junkies, which is fair enough. You don't want to call them junkies, that's fine.
Yeah, but you don't want to be using that name. That's not a good name.
That's it.
Use some other name. You know?
Like what? What's the other name?
I don't know, whatever. But junkies just sounds horrible for... Because they're calling people that don't use needles around junkies too, you know what I mean?
Okay, but you said, on one hand there, that drug addicts are the nicest caring people you can meet.
Most of them are. I walked through town...
But that person... That person left a needle there for a child to pick up.
No, but it wasn't that person. It could have been someone else that wasn't so nice. That wasn't thinking and just throw that there because when they're high they're not thinking of this, that and the other. Do you know what I mean?
Let me go back to the point of the conversation, Joanne, and that is Dublin 15, according to Lydia, is not a kip. It's a nice area, and people shouldn't be running it down.
Actually, I've got family up there, and I've been up to them, played them areas, and I don't know, but I have not seen anything like that. It's a beautiful area, all multicultural people up there as well, and you just don't see it. You know, this is probably hidden in parts, but I never seen anything like that, heard anything like that. I just think Ireland is a beautiful country, and some people are making it out to be a shithole just because some people are making it like that. You know what I mean?
So you don't think it's in any way a shithole?
No, I don't. Do you want to look around them? You know what I mean?
What are foreigners going to think
of this country? Because it's going on in other countries as well. It's kind of hidden too. Do you know what I mean?
You don't believe there are bad parts in this country?
I don't believe I see nothing like that. I don't believe that. But I'm saying it might be going on in some places. But as far as I've seen in areas, it's just beautiful places, lovely people. As Irish people are nice people. But the little crowd that's on these drugs and using, as I said, they're not thinking. They probably drop something around, don't even realise, you know what I mean?
Okay, stay there for a second. God love them. God love them. That's really what she's saying.
I'm not having a hard go at Joanne and stuff like that, but if it's a beautiful, lovely place, as she's painting it out to be, say Mulhuddard, how come the property in Mulhuddard is half the price as it is everywhere else?
Because people don't want to live there.
And that's just a fair question, Joanne. If you don't have to answer that, if you don't. How come you can buy a house in Mulhuddard for half the price that you can pay somewhere else?
Because people are giving it a bad name.
Who's giving it a bad name?
The people that are talking about junkies as such and needles supposed to be left around. I don't see that. I don't know why they're giving the houses half the price. People can't sell their houses because of all this fucking government thing with prices hikes and everything.
No, but you can get a house. You can get a house fairly decent price in Mulhuddard. So how come the houses are cheaper in Mulhuddard than they are, say, in Castleknock, which is 15 minutes down the road from Mulhuddard?
Well, that's what I'm saying. People are making it out to be a bad place.
Well, who is?
Well, you're saying the price has gone down. You're saying that some people are saying that this woman, they want to open her eyes, it's around, I look around, things are going on. You know what I mean? So obviously the word is getting around. That's probably... It's not a great place.
Yeah, but people's opinion of a place is based on what actually happens in that place. That's how people get a reputation.
I've never heard about it like that. Maybe it is going on, but I have not seen anything like that when I'm up there.
Well, Mulhuddard is a big, beautiful place, and you've never heard of any trouble.
I've never seen it.
You've never heard of any trouble?
A few times. Never heard of anything.
You must stay there for a second. Trevor, I'll be with you in just a moment. If you want to get involved in this conversation, we're talking about Dublin 15, and Lydia contacted us to say she is sick of the area being run down. There is nothing wrong with the area that she lives in, and we want to stop giving out about it. She'd never seen a drug deal. It's one of the nicest places to live, and you have tried to destroy the name by running the area down. I'm 30 years living here and never saw one drug deal, she said.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
How's it going? Top tier DJ Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy.
Good, thanks, Trevor. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I don't even know where to begin on this one, boys. Like, I'm coming on there saying it's a lovely area, it's a great area. Yet they made a scum-riddled episode, TV show called Inside the K that featured these areas. And I'm sure it's probably the only place in Dublin where you go out to when it's snowing and the junkies are running around with their noses on the ground saying, I got some free white boys. So I don't know where she's coming from. And the one who sent in the text has fucking blinkers on, saying she's never heard of drug dealing in their area. Manchester, really?
Joanne, are you still there?
Yeah.
A lot of people are in disbelief that you are
a regular
visitor to that area and you've never seen anything bad at all.
No, I'm not a regular. I've been up there a few times and I've just never seen anything like that. I just think, if I haven't seen anything like that, I'm looking around and seeing all the beautiful areas. Do you know what I mean? You know, we're all
Did you ever go shopping in Blanchardstown?
Yes, I did. It's a few
times.
You
never know it's the zombies floating around,
no?
No, but then again,
do you know what I mean?
Do you get black spots in your eyes? Because that's usually where the zombies live. So it's like that might be why you can't see them.
Not at all. My eyesight is great.
Jesus Christ.
Our own opinion.
No, my oldest daughter ended up dating a bloke from Blanche and I told her she wanted to be stay within the household. No, it just wasn't happening.
I'm not saying it's not there, but I just didn't see it myself, you know what I mean?
Hang on, Trevor, tell me that again. Your daughter was dating a guy from Blanche.
Well, she went on a training course and on the Blanche area in one of the hotels there. And she ended up talking to a fella, texting him, started going out with him. And eventually told me where she was from, and I just said, listen, no, it's not happening, because like, there's just too much scum out there. And like, when you watch TV and you see the amount of news reports for Blanchardstown, Sheriff Street, Ballyclare, any of them scum-riddled areas, you just have to say no, you know?
So you stopped your daughter, you told your daughter she wasn't welcome at home if she continued to date a guy just because he was from Blanchardstown?
Yeah, why am I not allowed to judge an area based on the absolute scum-riddled reputation?
You can judge an area, but you can't judge an individual person because of their address.
Why not?
Well, I think that's ridiculous.
Give me an actual reason why I can't judge them, and I might change my mind on it.
You judge a person on who that person is, their character, and everything else.
But first,
not their address.
What part of Blanchardstown was he from?
Am I allowed to say then?
Well, yeah, but you're not going. Did you name him?
No.
He was from Cardiff.
He's from Cardiff, right?
I think that was what it was called. So I'm not really associated with that side. I don't really like to be.
No, Cardiff.
Okay, so he's from Cardiff.
Now, strangely enough, Cardiff is the place where about 8 years ago. I went out to give out Easter eggs. Was it Easter eggs or selection boxes? It was selection box, actually. It was winter time.
Did you have trouble there, Jeremy?
I did, and I'll tell you all about the trouble that I had.
Well, there you go.
No, we were giving out selection boxes in Cardiff. We had pulled up at the side of the road and a load of young fellas came along, and one of them threatened to rape the promotions girl that I was there with. I'm going to take you in the back of the car and ride you. And then the other
one... Oh, well, it just sounds like a storybook there, doesn't it? Once upon a time, Jeremy went to Cardiff and someone got accused of being getting raped.
Then the other young fella was about 10 years of age, squared up to me and says, I'm going to batter the head off you. And
10 years of age.
Proceeded to karate. He karate kicked both the wing mirrors off the car I was in. Do you remember that?
I do. I remember it well.
You're really helping the conversation here, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for helping me feel more vindicated.
Again, I want to go back. So this guy that your sister was interested in was from Cardiff. And you basically told your daughter that she wouldn't be welcome in the house if she continued to see this guy from Cardiff. Now, did you ever meet him?
I met him once and he had the twang of the inner city Dublin to him, you know. But lads, I'm not going to be rude here and like that about the area, but I wouldn't be letting him do that either.
But you are bad-mouthing the area, whether you like it or not. You have judged an individual based on their address, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not like I have a lot of stuff to go on. Jeremy's story, the news, the TV specials, the crime, the statistics. Well, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll go on Joanne's story there. She never saw anything. And I'll just say to me, daughter, you go ahead and date anybody out there you want.
No, but what I'm saying
Trevor,
what I'm saying to you is that you have judged this fella based on where he comes from rather than based on who he is or what his own personality or outlook on life is like. You didn't give him a chance.
Adrian, how old's your daughter?
My daughter's 26.
Okay, she comes home with a bloke from Sheriff Street. Says, Dad, this is Pony from Sheriff Street. Would you be happy? Answer the question. Now, you're more of a man on the fence here. I know that you have to bring balance to a conversation. But let's be honest here. Wouldn't he in the darkest recess of your mind be thinking?
Darkest recess of my mind, I'd want to meet the guy and I'd want to get to know him, and then I would pass.
Right, so he comes in and goes, "How are you, Mr. Adrian? What's a starry pal?"
Okay, but this
would you not judge him?
Based on how he speaks? No. No.
Yeah. Come off it, Adrian. Jesus Christ. I'm not even going to ask Jamie because he's too uppity anyway. I know his response.
No, but my response...
But considering where he's from, I don't get it.
I'm not uppity about where we come from. My response would be, Trevor, is that this woman who raised this topic, Lydia, has two daughters who both went to UCD. So they're not L's and J's as how he is. They both went to UCD. They're both college educated. They probably have more of an education than you have.
They definitely do.
Yeah.
Since I left school and primary school.
Well, there you go. So, you know, to judge everybody from the area, would you let your son go out with one of those girls from Dublin 15? Who went to
No,
UCD?
Sure. My son came home and said he met a girl from Ballyfermot while he was in college or something like that. I'd say, no, you're not going out with it.
Again, based on their address rather than the individual.
Again, based on statistics, what we know of the areas and what we know of the people in the areas. I'm not saying all of them are scum, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying that about Blanche either, but going by what I've heard, what I've seen on the news, what I've read in the papers, what TV specials have been doing about them, no, I wouldn't let my son date a boy from a girl from Ballyfermot either. It's a low area.
That's just ridiculous to be judging a person based on where they're from. That's I've never heard anything as ridiculous in all my life.
Well, sorry, lads, I'm not going to apologise for wanting better for my kids, better than what I ever had, what I ever got. I want them to try to do better, to be better, and being with people from these areas. Yeah.
I'm speechless. I'm genuinely speechless, and it's not often you leave me speechless.
Hang on a sec, Adrian.
What?
I'm going to back Trevor up here, because
here we go.
No, because Adrian, my nickname for Adrian is Ostrich because he walks around with his head in the sand all the time, literally.
What are you talking about?
When do you ever see classes mixing as a relationship? When do you ever see
regularly?
No, you don't. When do you ever see one of those posh girls from Dublin Southside who went to Mount Anvil or Alexandra College? When do you ever see them dating a schwan from Finglas? When do you ever see that happening?
I'm sure it has happened.
No, it doesn't happen. Your head is in the sand. It does.
Okay,
It doesn't. So you know.
Trevor's saying you can't date somebody just because they're from Cordoff. Well, it's ridiculous.
But you never see it.
Well, Jeremy.
Yes.
The only time you'll see a girl from those areas dating a schwerhead is when they're going through their rebellious stage, but there will never be a ring on that finger.
Honestly, Trevor, you've left me speechless here. I want to play a voice note that's just come in this very second, and I've been asked to play it especially for you. So have a listen, please, to this from Emma.
Trevor, can I just ask you, what happens if they came home and they said, oh, I'm dating a girl from Blanchardstown. She's probably from the worst part of Blanche, but she's actually trained us to be a doctor. How would you feel then? You're just judging people on where they're from, but you don't actually know them, their family, their background, what they're doing with their lives. You can't just judge someone from where they're from.
Now, there you go, Trevor.
I fully agree. I wouldn't know their family's background. I wouldn't know their criminal history or anything like that, but I'd ask my child, do they have a room for you, or do you want to stay here? If you want to stay here, then you don't need that person in your life.
Yeah, I'm honestly, it's ridiculous. So this person, it happens to be from Cardiff, but is in college training to be a doctor, you would still say, no, you'd have nothing with to do with that person because they're from
Even Cardiff-wise. It might be Mulhurtig even, like, and Shire Street, Allard, Blanche, Southside, Dublin, the same passages wouldn't let them date people from those areas.
No, I will say it's a bit of a red flag that you're actually, and I hadn't even thought about this, it's a bit of a red flag that you're actually demanding what places your kids?
It's a bit of a red flag.
They're that's coercive control.
Why? For not wanting better for my kids, than what I had.
No, that's coercive control. That you're literally.
No, not really.
Well, it is. You're literally demanding that they only date people from certain areas.
Never said demanding. I just said if you want to stay here, then you don't need that in your life. I don't care, am I being a bad parent out here? Like, I'm thinking better for my kids.
Oh, you're being a bit of a prick.
A bit.
Yeah, just a bit.
A bit, no, an absolute prick.
I agree with some of the things that he's saying. You're never going to see a Trinity College graduate from Killiney going out with someone called Darren from Finglas. You're just not, Adrian.
I'm not arguing that point.
We never even mentioned Finglas.
But what this guy is doing is
judging a book by its cover. We all judge books by covers.
No, but it's ridiculous to do that. It's absolutely ridiculous.
You have the blinkers on.
Here, stay there for a second. Stay there. Judging somebody based on their address or their postcode is ridiculous.
No, I was in the car with you about judging books by covers.
Don't start making up stories.
I was in the car with you about a year ago. I remember we were going to the city centre. We were driving down by Merchant's Quay and a junkie walked out in front of the road.
What
was the first thing you did when the junkie came out? You locked the car doors.
And?
You judged the book, but maybe that junkie was just coming up to the car to say, "How are you, Adrian?"
That's what he was doing?
No, but you locked.
You were in the bloody car.
You locked the car doors.
Yeah, I did lock the car doors.
Lock the doors.
The point I'm trying to make is, if Trevor was judging somebody based on how they looked, based on what they did for a living, based on a load of different things, their address.
No, Trevor's a wet wipe, to be honest with you. But having said that. what he's saying is statistically accurate. You very rarely see.
But do you not give somebody a chance?
I would. I'm saying you very rarely see.
You keep saying that.
You don't see social classes mixing.
No, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's true. So, yeah, let's see.
Going out with somebody because he's from Cardiff. Not because he's a drug dealer, or not because he's a waste of space.
Had your daughter come home with someone from Ballymore, let's see how you would have jumped up.
If the person was all right, I'd have no problem.
Right, you would.
You judge a person by the person, not their address.
Sorry, what happened? Did someone call to kidnap Adrian Kennedy?
No, you're being stupid now.
No.
Claire, I'll be with you in just a second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Claire. What did you want to say on this?
First thing, Trevor, please, man. Don't stop your daughters from going out with somebody just because they're from an area. We have, down where I'm from as well, we have certain areas that would be like that. But I would never, ever, ever tell one of my daughters who to go out with. Give them a chance, give them whatever. And to Joanne, that poor devil. Love, if you can't see nothing, what's going on? And you're there saying don't call them junkies, but you had to take a needle off your daughter and you see nothing going on around. So you're a hypocrite in yourself there. And to somebody who said about council estates in the comments, said, or one of your last first people that were on said the council estates are bad. I live in a council estate and I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be saying it's council estates. Every town has their areas and whatever. And I have been born and reared in this town. And if somebody called it a kip, I wouldn't be on expecting apologies of anybody, because 99% of the time it is a kip, but it's still my hometown. And I would call it a kip myself. But Trevor, man, I was going to defend you at the start of it, but please rethink what you're doing with your daughter.
Why would I do that?
Because you can't just give, like, I know we all judge places. I would be the same down here. There is certain places I don't like, but that doesn't mean everybody in that estate or wherever they're from are doing the same. Give them a chance. You're going to end up turning your daughter against you.
But I never said everybody in Cardiff, Finglas, Branch, any of them areas are the same. All I said was, I don't want my daughter dating someone from that area. What's so wrong about wanting better for my children?
Oh, I'd be the very same. I'm not saying she can't date at all. Yeah, but you're from certain areas.
Absolutely.
Like, I know people in my little council estate and they have great futures ahead of them and all that. And the same down 15 minutes down the road, there's a certain estate that they all badmouth that you're not allowed near, that they're doing this, they're doing that. And they have, there's people in there with perfect, fantastic jobs and educations. So don't be just like, I don't know Dublin a whole lot, but I was up training in Dublin there a couple of weeks ago, and I was very uncomfortable because of listening to everybody going on about Dublin. But I did feel a little bit uneasy because I wouldn't be used to the big cities, but that's everywhere. We're just not, we see it down here.
Listen, I fully agree with you, but like as I said, with those areas like Milltown, Cabinteely, I wouldn't let me talk about anybody from those areas either. What's the difference?
Why?
There's just areas that you just don't want people, your children associating with, if they could get sucked into anything.
But even if she's not going into the area?
Well, she's going to have to go into the area to visit the person, isn't she?
Well, he could visit her, or they could be going off dating somewhere else, or like just give the person a chance. Like, you'd know straight away anyway. By meeting that person the first time, and then you can say it. You'd know straight away. You would know straight away.
Yeah, and when she brought this fella around, I just knew straight away I didn't want her dating him. So
was it because you kind of got the vibe off him, or did you meet him, or did you just make the opinion before you met him?
No, I met him, talked to him. That's actually when I found out where he was from. And
well,
then
that's
just said,
different.
Nope,
that's different. Yeah, that's it. Like, if you did get a vibe off him, but not just before, just like when you heard where he was from and didn't give him a chance. Like, that's...
No, I heard where he's from and I made my mind up then and there. But when he spoke after that, I just, no, I was just like, no.
So you just
She was in the house. She told me where he was from.
Yeah.
I said no. And then he came in and spoke to me, my wife, and the other kids, and it was a resounding no, even harder than. So, no.
And did she break it off with him, or is she still like...
No, it was finished shortly after that.
You have to watch your relationship with your daughter as well. Because the more you want them not to do something, the more they're going to do it.
Oh no, I'm not a controlling person or anything like that. I just to the same degrees of, I just wasn't allowing it.
Yeah, because you came across to everybody as a controlling person, and I'm delighted you said you're not a controlling person.
Well,
the amount of people in contact with us saying that you are a controlling person. You've spoken on this program before about your wife and the relationship, and people think you are controlling.
Yeah, but Adrian, these are the sort of people, like some of your callers, I don't want to name any names, John, who allows his, you know, very young children out in the greens till like 11, 12 o'clock at night, and I don't do that. So you want to call me controlling? Go ahead.
Stay there for a second. Neil has a message for you. Have a listen to this.
Hi, lads. I'm from Ballyfermot, okay, in the 70s. I wonder would Trevor judge me? Would he judge me? Three lovely children, lovely wife, 27 years together. Hopefully another 27 years together. I love my children to bits. I love my wife to bits. They love me to bits. I'm in a wonderful relationship. I work 6-7 days a week. My wife works 5 days a week. My two boys work 5-6 days a week. My daughter works 5 days a week. Will he judge me? Because I'm from Ballyfermot. You judgmental fucking bollocks, you Trevor. That's all you are. You don't judge that fucking person by its area. Judge him by who he is.
And that's what I said to you already, Trevor. You should judge an individual not on where they're from, but on the personality and the person that they are.
Like the way Adrian did on that junkie.
Well, I'm just going to say I wouldn't judge Neil because I love his angry taxi man TikToks, but no, I wouldn't allow my child to date anybody from Ballyfermot, but like I said, with my son.
Nolene, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Nolene?
How are you? Are you well?
Good, thanks, Nolene. What did you want to say on this?
Trevor, how is it back in the Stonehenge? Because
it's actually good. Like, we discovered fire recently.
That's great. I have a daughter and she dated a fella from Finglas.
Oh,
I didn't judge him. Yeah, they're as happy. He has a job. He works. He provides for my daughter and my grandchild.
Neither
did I. I never said that. But you judged that young fella from where he's from. No, I never said said scum. No, I never said that. You judged that young fella from where he's from. You didn't judge on whether he would care for your daughter, whether he would look after your daughter, whether he would be perfect for your daughter. You judged it the minute you heard where he was from.
Yeah, wouldn't someone from the likes of Dunleary, Fox Rock, Black Rock, anywhere like that be better suited for my daughter who would care for her and take care of her?
Is he dating you or your daughter? Because by the sounds of it, they have to pass a test to date your daughter.
Well, shouldn't every parent have a test for their child's potential mate? No? You don't accept who whoever wants to the front door.
No, I accept who my daughter chooses.
Oh, okay.
That's who I accept.
You don't?
I have more experience on this planet dealing with people, so no.
Okay, so, but Trevor, sorry, your children are adult children, is that right?
Three of them are, yeah.
Yeah, so the ones that you're trying to dictate who they get into a relationship with are adults.
Yeah. Right.
So, Trevor, if your daughter decided to marry one of these men, if your daughter decided to marry one of these men and was adamant that she was going to marry him, would you turn up at the wedding?
No.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're disgraceful. Well, you're okay,
Noreen, pick yourself up there. Will you, love? You ask me a question.
Oh, I don't need to pick myself up. I don't need to. You did need a reality check.
No,
and I hope that it never comes back and bites you in the arse, the one your daughters go against you and decide.
It'll bite my child in the arse if they end up dating someone like that. So how
would
it bite me in the arse?
Well, you mustn't have much confidence in your children then, that they know right from wrong and they know respectable and what's not respectable.
No, my children have great decision-making.
These are adults.
My job to steer them a little bit extra.
But they're adults. You've steered them. You have to cut the apron strings and let them make their own choices. And if...
one of my children is actually single at the minute. The other two are in great relationships. So I don't see how it's gone wrong.
They must have got daddy's approval.
They did. And they got their mother's approval as well.
Well, as long as my child would be happy...
Isn't that what we want for our children, Trevor, to be happy, to find somebody that they love dearly, who cares for them and they care for them? Isn't that all we want, as opposed to...
Adrian, you're not listening to me, man. Two of my adult children, out of the three, are in great relationships because we've helped steer them, me and my wife have helped steer them in the right direction. We've done good for them, they're happy, so the third one, we're just going to have to... You put a little walk into. So what's it like? How am I being controlling or something? Like, well, I'm just making sure they're happy and being good, strong relationships.
Your words
and
exactly.
Two of them have succeeded.
Well, Adrian,
sorry, Nolan, I didn't hear that.
I said your words exactly, controlling.
You are calling me controlling. I don't think I'm controlling.
Because you are.
But you are.
You're telling your daughters and your children who they can
date. Absolutely not dating that person. All I've said is, if you want to stay in my home, if you want to have the life that I've given you, your mother has provided for you, then if you don't, go and live with them and see what kind of life you're going to get out of them.
So, if you don't follow my rules, you're out in the road.
Well,
you're supposed to love your children unconditionally.
Is it your rules or is it their rules?
It's our home. It's our home. My children know the rules.
It is.
And this is why I don't live my children's lives. I don't live my children's lives.
I pay for my children. I look after them. I feed them. I clothe them. It's my house, my world. End of story. There's no wiggle room in this.
There's a blue badge on its way to you then.
All right, do me a favour.
Because that's controlling.
It is controlling. No matter what way you want to look at it, Trevor, it absolutely is.
If you look at this guy...
Especially when you're talking about adults here.
Yeah, but if you look at this guy, this whole conversation that we're having today actually started on a previous podcast, which was all about the girl from Blanchardstown who's going out with a drug dealer from the area. So it's amazing. It's gone from A to Z.
Yeah.
Past B and back to A. No, but we've gone back talking about what the original issue was, that there's a girl, if you listen to the previous podcast, which is on Spotify now, you will hear the conversation, which was all about a girl from Dublin 15 who's going out with a local drug dealer. And you said, Adrian, less than 48 hours ago, oh, I wouldn't be happy with that. And now you're saying don't judge a book by its cover.
Just got this WhatsApp voice note from Dara.
What's Trevor on about? He sounds rough as nails to me. It's no wonder that like attracts like in his family. So I don't know what his issue is. And he judging other people. I'd always thought he was like rough as anything from his voice coming on the podcast. So it's a bit ironic now.
All right, Dara. And a long message from Jordan.
Oh, you know some lads, I could not resist not sending a voice down in. Honest to God, listen to that fucking age of Trevor, as always, doing a completely 180 on a topic and making it about him. Controversial Trevor. Same old, same old. Trevor, you're the most idiotic fool I've ever heard in this podcast. Seriously. There's that 1% of a day you make a little bit of sense, but then there's a 99% that you're a complete and utter fucking moron. Seriously, if you were my dad, I would tell you to go and fuck yourself. How dare you? How fucking dare you give your children an ultimatum, whether it's either your partner or a roof over your head? But I tell you something for a fact, I'd rather live in a fucking tent than to live under the same roof as you. Honestly, God, not giving your daughter's fella a chance. And I understand how fathers can be with daughters. They're very, very protective. And that's understandable. I completely understand that. But for you to not even give the bloke a chance, it says a lot about you. And by the way, pal, you're not from fucking D4, right? You're not from D4. So you can get out of your head. Where's your wife from, man, if you're interested? You don't have to answer that question, but I'll just put a question to you anyway. You're not from D4. So can you get that out of your head? You won a business. Congratulations. Well done. You made yourself something at the end of it. But where you grew up, I don't know where you grew up, but I'm telling you one thing, you haven't got the poshest of accents.
Jordan.
Jordan, good man. Thank you.
Jordan just served Trevor a cup of whoop-ass.
He did. Good man, Jordan. Thanks very much. And Jordan actually sent in a podcast within a podcast as that message goes on.
Message. It gets a lot longer.
It does.
Nobody's right to be angry. But again, I agree with some of the points that Trevor is making. A lot of the stuff he was saying was factually correct. You very rarely see social classes mixing.
That is not what that conversation was.
Well, it was. That's
the conversation was, I didn't let my daughter date a fella because he was from Cardiff. Not because he was a scumbag, not because he was a dirtbag, nothing like that, just because of his postcode. It's ridiculous.
Actually, they're all scum and Cardiff, aren't they? I'm joking.
There, you just said it.
I'm joking.
But that's what Trevor said, without saying it. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. We'll catch you on the next one.